they drinking so much? Turned out the care worker was drinking their wine and taking naps all day.
Oh, Jesus.
Sort of funny, we didn't really have that. You know, you're paying.
He was getting $25 an hour to drink wine and sleep under my parents'.
Yeah, I'd put in for a job like that.
Wool blanket.
God, his name wasn't McCarty or O'Toole or something like that.
I'm not sure his name, but I might put my foot in a place that he doesn't want it. Okay,
so I'm going to call the meeting to order, and we know that Karen is here. I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Here.
And Julie's not going to be here. I have not heard from Dave Erickson.
Karen's here.
So I'm not sure.
Okay. Approval of the meeting minutes from March 6th. I didn't see anything, but I wasn't at them, so.
I read them, and they look pretty accurate. One thing about, I did confirm, because in the last it says I would check to make sure May 18th, Saturday, did not conflict with the roll call dinner, and it doesn't. The roll call dinner is on the 11th.
Oh, okay.
So that's not going to be a problem. I should be able to scrounge up a few of the boys to come nip some weeds.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes as?
I move we approve the minutes.
Why don't you say, I signed them, so I don't think it would be appropriate at the last.
Okay, so Dalton.
I'll second them.
Okay, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Why don't you sign it since you were meeting?
Well, I signed Danielle's copy already of that.
Those are March's minutes.
Those were February's from the ones you would have signed.
Oh, because you were gone. Okay.
I was gone.
I'll sign it.
So just put, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know you were here.
Oh, thanks.
And I should have changed it. I'm going to sign for Danny. I'll just do Emily Brandt at 4. I didn't even realize. My head is still not 100% in the game.
My dad
was just choking at Brewster's.
Oh,
so.
Oh dear me.
Okay.
All right. Karen, George seconded. George confirmed the minutes.
Oh, that's yours.
Being seconded, we've approved.
Aye.
Look at the agenda. We're taking off placement pop. No.
Yeah,
placement.
A, we're taking A off. Is there anything else? I don't know the memorial benches.
Jean's
not here.
That was a surprise seeing that. That was mentioned last time.
We're working on it.
We should probably take them off because neither Jeff nor Julie are.
Right. And she was supposed to have to find out what they actually would cost. We've talked about it. It's just that we didn't have any idea.
That'd be nice.
How much one of them would cost.
Yeah.
And she had to find out about the posts, if she could even get somebody to maybe donate the posts that they go on, the metal posts. So unless anybody objects, we'll take C off until Julie's here.
Fine.
Okay, it's a great idea. There's a lot of seniors out there stand for a good maybe 45 minutes at least out there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we take
A and C are off. Anything else? That we need added?
No, I don't have anything
Karen,
today.
Do you have anything to add?
No.
Michael?
Nothing.
Anything I have,
Frank, do you have anything to add to the agenda?
Well, that's Erica Miller, damage marker. Which mark are we talking about?
Miller's. We'll talk
about
that.
We'll get
that Frank Miller one.
Yeah, no, we'll get to it.
You and I were there.
We'll get to it. Do you have anything to add?
City was going to pay for it.
Frank.
Yeah, right. We'll get to it.
So. You had some paperwork there about a request for documentation you brought in.
Oh, that was something else.
Oh, it wasn't for this.
No,
some in the city. That's something private. You can't see this.
No, no. Okay.
I'm just kidding you. No, that wasn't.
All right. So anything that should go under new business?
Well, I may have something under new business, but I'll
I was
okay,
thinking
we'll just,
when
we'll,
I saw
okay.
the title,
so,
I thought.
Can we get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
I'll make a motion we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of the amended minute or agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right, we're on. Citizens comment, there's no citizens here to comment. Communications to the commission.
I have received nothing, but I
Okay, all right. Well, normally Danny calls if there is something, so. Events and public relations. You have said, I have the calendar here, just a minute, I swear, it's in the car now. The 18th of May is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna try to get four or five guys from the Pioneers to come down and we can, I'm gonna, but I gotta be real careful because, I can't even remember his name, the first guy burned us so bad on that first work party. I had a bunch of octogenarians there to help and he wanted them to haul concrete and shit, so.
Well, the guy that didn't hear anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
And as a result, I lost about everybody on the crew that was over 80 left.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them under 80 worked and they shouldn't.
You and me and your wife are doing it.
So basically, what do you want to do on the 18th? Let's set the agenda right now and we'll just know that's what's gonna happen.
What I've done is I've talked to Jeff already, and they're gonna be doing, the only thing that they're gonna have trouble doing is just nipping the tall grass around the monument. So
right.
I think that's basically gonna be, all we'll need is some bags, some yard brooms, and weed whackers.
Okay.
That's it.
That aren't electric. Okay.
No, I got electric ones, but they're battery powered.
Oh.
24 volt.
Oh.
State of the art.
You like a drill, that kind of battery? Here?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, I mean.
Mine
yeah.
only go into the
wall socket.
The wall socket, yeah, with a 100-foot cord.
Oh, no, I got the latest tech.
Okay, all right, well, okay. So anyway, I will say that on the 18th, I know from 7 to 9, I'm working at, it's the aviation show out at the airport, and we have a booth, and so I know from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., I am working that.
Well, I believe I mentioned 9 a.m. is a start time.
Well, anyway, but I can't, so, I know that I can come help.
They're having the East Ramp?
The East Ramp has, yeah, it's a big air day.
They still got the old planes out there.
Oh, yeah, but it's all kinds of stuff. So, anyway.
Well, could someone elaborate what you're doing on the 18th? Is it cleanup or you're actually...
No, he's going to
edge. No, I just said it. We're going to be whacking weeds around the monuments.
The ones that are going in or just...
No.
All of them. Okay. Whatever, especially going to concentrate on the area where the Memorial Day festivities
okay.
are.
Okay, yeah. Super. Okay,
because
got
we
it.
Want those to look
yeah.
neat and...
Yeah.
I mean, if there's any out on the peripheral that we don't
put
get to,
down,
we can live with that.
Right.
Okay.
You know? But the main thing is to make that site where the public gathers
yes.
look pristine.
I'm glad you mentioned it. I went down
May.
To...
May 18th.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I went
Saturday.
Down to the veterans. They had a... I'm not a veteran, but I went in there and had a sandwich. They invited me in. One of the veterans questioned whether there's any more flags in the shed.
No.
There's
no.
none.
No.
Wow, I know we had a whole bunch of stuff in
no.
there.
No.
Well, because they're going to bring
the cemetery doesn't provide them.
Well,
they
be
always have
them.
Come from the veterans groups, like especially the ladies.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, on Memorial Day. The what do you call it? Auxiliary. The
ladies auxiliary.
Because I even know my aunt used to belong. Because
and the
her
poppies,
husband,
too. They bring them out.
Yeah, they do
somebody
that.
Does. The kids, I think, one year.
Yeah, but that's not at Memorial Day. That's in the fall for November 11th.
Armistice Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when they do the poppies. Anyway. So,
but
okay,
anyway,
so we're on plan. For May 18th. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Starting at 9, okay. And we'll hope it's not pouring down rain.
If I don't, if I can't
snow.
Find any volunteers, I'm going to have a long day.
Man, I can't see into the future. I would love to come out and help, but I'm still on weekend.
You can.
I'm
yes,
still on weekend shift
we
with mom and dad.
Out. They've got all the phone numbers.
All right.
92.
I don't know that there's anything else as far as events and public relations. Does anybody else have something to add? Okay, moving on, unfinished business. First off, I'll just pass this around. I have for certain, here's a piece of paper. This is what I am working off of. You can look at this. This is the kind of information that has to be gathered for,
okay.
I'm trying to do, starting with tier one in the general northeast quarter, which is the corner towards
Northeast.
Yeah, but towards.
Towards the highway.
The highway and towards Nordale School. That, yeah, yeah, but, and row one has quite a few markers that we have already placed. Here is my question. I have to wait till the snow is gone so I can go out and confirm, because I do not want to have duplicates like we already have in the shed, because somebody didn't check. So, but I have for certain these that I have just a few things that I don't have. Like, I don't know where they were born, what country or place, but I have a date. And one, I don't have a date, but Erica thought she could get stuff for me. So, but my question is, because I can't tell from David's, these are these things, you know, that
is
I can't tell when it says private, if that means that you can read it or you can't read it. And my question is, if we cannot read what is on the marker, in other words, just, you know, it just looks like it's plain old cement, should we get a marker and glue it on there so that we know who that person is? Because I could quickly finish the rest of the 24 if that was what we did, but I'm still hunting for people who, there's, I think there's 15.
15?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you told me 18.
Well, I started, but I haven't been able to find the people that I started with.
Okay.
I can't find any more information on them. It's like...
Well...
Because apparently there aren't newspapers.
Well, I don't have any, and I'm not currently subscribed to a newspaper database at the moment.
See, I have both Genealogy Bank and I have newspapers.com. I can't find anything for them.
Okay.
Well, I've got Ancestry.
Right, I have that.
But I don't have... anything, and I'm not at the newspaper component to Ancestry cost an additional $150.
I have
it,
but I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
I mean, that's on this over here. It actually says you can see Fairbanks Daily Times or Fairbanks Daily News.
Is that what it's FDN?
That's,
means,
yeah, that's
Fairbanks
what it means.
Daily News,
I can't. I put those dates in, and I can't even find anything. And yet, Erica's been able to say that in that issue, like on page one or page four. There's an article about the person.
So you can't even double-check her work?
No, because I can't find... It's like they just up and disappeared, or somebody said you can't access them.
Okay, we got... I might interject. We got 15.
Right. I could get 24 tomorrow if, by walking out there, I went to the ones that are private, especially in rows tier 1 and 2, rows 1 and 2, if we have... What do I need? 15... I need nine more that we would just do a monument that went right on the top of that big cement marker that we can't, I mean, it's not like, some of them you can read.
It's like a concrete blanket.
Yeah, and we don't know what's there.
Well, I'm all for doing that.
I mean, we've done it on one marker because it got broken. And I think it works just fine. You can just glue it right on there.
Yeah. Well, it's clean enough. It looks like.
All right. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay. Because I have these. And other than, like, see a couple of them here, I don't either have a name, a place, or I don't have an actual date. But Jessica.
How many of them can fit on?
I don't know if it's a motion or not. It's more just along, because I've already been told to get these.
Oh, okay. That's right.
And so what is the timeline? If you can get them and we
well,
we get
in
to
another
24.
Week and a half, I would think there's. I can walk. I haven't been out there because all I can see is snow as I drive by.
Okay.
So I don't know actually because I haven't driven over there. But I'm guessing by this weekend, enough snow might be gone.
Oh yeah.
All right.
That I could see the ground.
What I'm asking is how much time
before you have to have the order
before we have to have the order in.
I don't know because Julie's done the ordering for the last 2 years. I've never done any ordering.
Okay. All right.
So she
so
said they came from where? Where did they come from? Remember we had this conversation that they were more expensive to getting them on the West Coast because they got shipped from China or something? Remember that conversation?
Yeah, I forgot where.
No, no. The Chinese ones, from what I recall of the conversation, were the cheap ones.
Okay.
Chinese marble. And we did get them from the West Coast, I believe. We could get U.S. marble, but it comes from the Midwest, and it's almost twice the cost.
I just couldn't remember what she said. But my understanding from before was it took 6 weeks to get them here.
It took a while.
And so
well, they'd still be here by mid-July, then if we waited till...
Well, we couldn't get any Boy Scouts in June because they go to Jamboree. The ones that are working for their Eagle Scout go to Jamboree. All of them do. So I mean, if I could get out there this weekend, I could have the list done with 24 of them by Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
They'll all fit on there.
Well, how many are you relying on Erica for? How many people?
Well, it's all that. I just have a couple there that I can't find information.
Well, if Erica has it, can she not print out the author?
I can ask her. I don't know.
The proof?
She just sent me that as an email that she put together for me.
Oh, okay.
So I can ask her to just send me those particular ones. If she did them, they should be in our database, but they're not. You know, because we have a whole
list
of articles, whoever, and they don't show up. So I don't know. But I'll ask her.
Right.
Because she helped me a couple of days ago for something else. And so she might just be able to just send them off to me, and I can find that out. Because at least then maybe I could come up with a little bit more. But
well, there was one in there, a Mr. Dyer, D-Y-E-R, first mm-hmm. name, last name Squires.
Right, but that's the one that came... Where's
and... Somebody said he signed his name without the S on the end.
No, wait a minute. This is what I have. I don't know if I have this. Just a sec.
In his World War I draft card or something, it had Squires as his name, but he signed it without the S.
Right here. This is on 35. Oh. Yeah, because I don't know.
Okay, well, my suggestion is that we put the S in parentheses.
There you go.
Oh, that might be an idea.
Because... Not that they wouldn't, if somebody's looking him up, not that they wouldn't do it without the S. And he signed his name without the S, but all the other documents I have been able to find have the S on it.
Look at what this says, though. This is the weird thing. In the database, the city database, you don't have it on your computer, do you? That's what it says in the database.
S-Q-U blank, yeah. Blank, blank.
Yeah, but this, see this, these letters. I mean, that, I don't even know what that is. Iris, I don't know what it is.
Well, his name is Dyer, D-Y-E-R, middle initial L.
Okay.
And Squires is the last name on everything I've seen except for his signature on the World War I.
I should go and look and see.
I think your ask for the premises around it makes good sense. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. If I could find in the census a couple of times too, this is what I noticed about this Finn. What's her name? Julia Finn. She's a cook. I couldn't find anything. All of a sudden, I in the last 2 weeks, finding P-H-I-N-N. I'm finding the census that's got her in it, and she's an employee. She's a cook, and it's Mrs. Julia Finn. So I don't know what her maiden name was, but it was like, oh my goodness. I mean, I've hunted for her when I started with her in January, maybe even December when
I was
with her.
Well, they do add records all the time.
I know. Well, but you have to just punch, and I don't know.
Nobody has that kind of time.
Yeah. So anyway, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out, verify that all of these aren't a duplicate. Plus, I'm going to go and take to see which ones say, because like, see, these are all private, and I just don't know whether they, because we didn't think to write, and David didn't put down, you know, whether you could read the information or not on it.
So by private, you mean the family put something there?
That there's a marker.
There's a marker.
There's a marker. It's either a flat slab or it's an actual marker. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just that it's private. That's all that he recorded. And we can't tell off of the maps or off of the, because nobody, until I start doing it, put it in the city records,
right,
whether it was a bed tax, whether it was a city marker, when it was what it was.
Right.
So, does that sound okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, and I'll get back to you if I can do it this weekend. I'll let you know that I'm going to get Julie to tell me. I mean, I can talk to her. to say, look, this is what we need to order. How long is it going to take us to get it?
Well, I would say 8 weeks is, if six probably sounds good, but give it another two.
Then it would be nice to get them ordered then before the first meeting of May.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we don't, if it is 8 weeks, then it's going to be the first August before they arrive.
Yeah, yeah. We really need to get them here as soon as possible. But anyway, okay, so.
Basically, Lake Jordan.
Does anybody know what's in the Clay Street Cemetery bank? Or do I need to get with Margarita and look at that?
No, we know, we know.
You know how much money?
We know we have money. We know we have enough.
You got a grant.
We got, was it 9,000?
Okay, yeah, that's.
Something.
Yeah, we're good.
Jeff figured out that we could get 24 and still have money left over to do some of the other things, right? Is that what you guys remember?
Yep.
My dad had a stroke on the 8th of January and I just have not had my.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So, okay, so.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so can we move on to D? Update on David Inman.
Yeah, okay.
I assume that you, are you getting emails? Did you get my email about the invitation for David's Eagle Scout Award, Frank? Are you getting? Okay, all right. Anyway, I went. It was very interesting because I always contend that Fairbanks is like Peyton Place. They're just, everybody is interrelated and all this like this. It just.
Do that again.
It was very, very interesting. Who was related to whom?
You mean from the graveyard? Are you getting all this?
No. This is at this Eagle Scout Award ceremony.
Sounds like me.
I just.
Related.
Well, explain, give us an example.
My next, it says on the program. Because I was supposed to, she asked if I would be part of the program. I said yes, but I didn't see me, so I just thought, well, okay, whatever. It says invocation, Jeremy Pletnikoff. He lives next door to me.
Okay.
But he's not there, okay? So the scoutmaster proceeds to explain that, well, first the mother is invited to come up. And she's obviously a single mom. And then the scoutmaster says, well, David's my grandson. And then when Jeremy walks in with his wife and two kids, he says, this is my son-in-law. And I'm like, wait a sec. Because the people, Jeremy and Jasmine, live in the house that her mom and stepdad lived in, but there's another guy there that was married to the mom before that.
Well, this isn't a polygamous family, is it?
No. They're very, he's staunchly Catholic.
They're teaching us to recycle now.
Well, it's very, and I'm just like, and then somebody else comes up and goes, well, that's my uncle, talking about this. And I'm like, I've known this lady from Randy Smith, but I didn't. I mean, it's all those connections that you kind of go,
right.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so it's a lot like Appalachia. All right.
Well,
gotcha.
Anyway, I always call Peyton Place because I was never allowed to watch it because my mother said it was so sinful.
Three's Company. Not allowed to watch that.
Anyway, it was a very nice ceremony, and I did speak on David's behalf. For what he did for the cemetery. So,
excellent. Thank
great.
You very
thanks.
Much.
Letter to Erica Miller, damage marker. All right, Jeff got a photo when he was in Dubai of the damage.
He was in Dubai?
Well, it was shown at one of our meetings.
Yeah, right. And Jeff agreed that Public Works would pay for it. My understanding is that.
I was here still.
I mean, Frank Miller's.
Somebody
yes,
hit it with
yes.
The
yeah. Ran over and just tore it up. So the problem is, Erica, when I said, you need to get this and bill the Public Works, she said, we are not getting another one. So what I would like is for a letter from the commission going to Erica that says, we need all of the specifications so that Public Works can order a replacement of Frank Miller's marker.
Is Erica
Erica.
Related to Frank Miller?
No.
Okay, I just, because I know who Frank Miller is.
No, not in the least.
No, that's not Erica's maiden name anyway.
No, she's married to Dave Miller, but.
Well, the city works already said that they would pay for it.
Right, but what I'm getting at is, we don't have any information to even get it, and it needs to be like all the other ones that are out there. Because he was a pioneer.
There was another one damaged too, you know, by the city. I took a picture of it. They tried to put cement over it and cover it all up.
It's the cement one, this is not the Pioneer one that we can document that they'll replace it. I don't know what we can do about the one you're talking about, Frank, because.
So the information is with the Pioneers.
Right, and Erica would have the information because she orders those plaques. So.
Do you think that if I just emailed her, she would give me that information?
Yeah, but I'm kind of, you know, can you send it to her to say, and I think I have her email in here. To just basically say, in order for Public Works to replace it, we have to have the exact information where you got it, you know, what the size is, what it's supposed to say on there.
Can they make another one just like the one that?
Yeah, that they tore, yeah, they ruined.
Well, would she be able to do that if she orders them? Would she be able to order it and then have the city of Fairbanks reimburse it?
Aldine just said she said they're not.
She said that she would not do it. She just was adamant about it. I'm like.
Well, because she thinks she has to pay for it or what?
No, I told her.
I'll email her if you give me your email.
Yeah, just a second.
What was the cost of it in the beginning?
It's almost $600, is from what I understand.
For that, it was kind of a nice looking brown.
It's bronze. It's like this size, but it was broken off.
What was the name of the grave, Mark?
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller. Well, Jeff already said he'd pay for it, so I don't know what the contract is.
See, Erica.
If you just,
Miller.
Yeah.
E-R. So like Miller and then an E-R, so it's E-R-E-R. At mosquitonet.com.
E-R-E-R, no, it's M-I-L-L-E-R, not two R.
I will highlight that in yellow. I will email her, and when I do that, I will CC the commission, so you guys all have a record of it.
Okay, so, and it's Erica's E-R-I-K-A.
Yeah, with a K.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's spelled C here, but.
It's like America.
Yeah, well.
No, it's Germanic.
She's German, she's very, very German.
I remember her, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she goes to graveyards all in the villages and.
Oh, yeah, she's, her and Susan have restored a couple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna email this myself right now, so I can.
So we don't know the logic behind her. Why is this marker so much more expensive than the ones we're ordering?
Because they're bronze.
This is different, like Founder used to do.
You know what the Pioneer ones look like. They're like this big, like this, and they're bronze.
Is this the one like at the end of summer last year that?
Yeah.
So it was discussed at a meeting, I don't think you were here.
No, this is a bronze plaque.
I got pictures of it, I should have brought.
That are about that long, that wide, and they're.
So Jeff Jacobson did say.
Yes, I got all that, but I guess I thought that the Pioneer markers were marble or something, I didn't realize they were bronze.
No, they're all bronze.
No.
And I think.
Well, I think they come with a stone to be attached to, don't they?
I don't know.
I think it's a two-piece deal.
I don't know.
It's the stone and the plaque.
I still have a stack though.
I believe.
I.
I've never placed one of those, so.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
But I think it is.
Okay.
Well, that would make sense too.
Yeah, but one of the things that makes bronze cost more, all engraving and stuff on marble or whatever nowadays is usually done by laser equipment, and it's pretty. It's not some guy down there chiseling like during biblical times. You know, I mean, it's machine done, but with bronze plaques, they have to make a cast, and they have to cast the bronze, and it's laborious.
Well, is it imperative that the marker be exactly like it previously?
Yes, it is.
Yes, because all the other ones that are Pioneers are out there.
Yeah. That and that it's already been said that it's been budgeted for, so.
Yeah, so.
I wonder where she got it done, because the Founder in Badger Road, she closed down.
I don't know.
But I know that where we got our bronze plaque done was in Anchorage for the.
And I think that's where Mrs. For McFetrich, that's where that one was done,
Yeah,
too.
And he's a good guy. He did that one over in the mining village in Pioneer Park.
Okay.
All right, moving on to new business. That's okay?
Yep.
You thought you might have something you want to bring up, so.
Yes, a couple things. There used to be a.
Since we didn't add it on the agenda at approval of agenda, can we move it down to open agenda?
Sure. Okay, any new business?
Well, once a year, I got, we get a request to take Denali School and the Catholic School and out for a tour of Clay Street.
Oh.
So this will be probably my fifth year doing that, so.
Oh, all right, all right.
Good job, Frank.
When are you going to do that, Frank? Do you have a date?
No, they'll let me know. Probably, I think it was, May or June.
Could you let us know so some of us could come if we wanted to?
I went last year, yeah.
Well, you went there last time.
Yeah, it has to be before school gets out.
I don't know which one is school.
It's a Catholic school, yeah. All right, open agenda. What would you like to say, Karen?
Okay, open agenda. I had brought it up previously, but right around the big Catholic cross, there used to be a concrete cross that had three children's names on it. It was Vachon, V-A-C-H-O-N. The stone is missing, it's gone. I just recently got an email from one of the relatives from the Vachons in Quebec. He's written a book that talks about the Vachon family that was here in Dawson, Fairbanks, and then on. So I haven't, I'm waiting for the book to come, and I don't know if there's information about the Vachons that are in Clay Street, but I'd be happy to pass that on. Okay, and then the second item is I came across a cassette tape that belongs to the Pioneers of Alaska that I'm going to be giving back to the Pioneers of Alaska, but I want to transcribe the very small portion that discusses the Clay Street Cemetery books. Mm-hmm. And this was done quite a while ago.
Do you have a tape player you can play it on?
Well, it's a mini cassette, so I have listened to it, but it's not my property. Even though I dug it out of the garbage, it belongs to the Pioneers of Alaska. So I want to transcribe that so we will have a record of what was at least said on that very small portion.
I got a question.
Am I to?
Go ahead. Can you tape, take a good tape deck and listen, play it over and make a?
Well, except that it's proprietary. It took place in a Pioneer of Alaska meeting, which is not generally open to the public.
They probably give you permission if you asked.
Well, no, there's no reason to listen to the whole thing except for the part about the. So if, I'm happy to get together with George or bring it up with you as a Pioneer person before I divulge the information here, but it's a very, maybe 2 minutes.
Okay.
And all it discusses is the Clay Street Cemetery records that were in the city safe or whatever. I don't plan on playing the whole thing, and so I don't know what your feeling is about that off the top of your head.
Well, I'm shocked that you're diving in the dumpsters of the Pioneers of Alaska.
That's why we have Fairbanks North Star Borough trash cart. So.
That's called a warehouse.
Well, no, I didn't know what was on it when I retrieved it.
As second vice president, it's my duty to warn you I'm going to have to go into the rules and bylaws to see if this is even allowed.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's probably true. But I just thought as long as we have this snippet of information regarding Clay Street records.
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'll issue official approval to do what you need to do with it.
Okay, and thank you. And there's two or three other tapes that I haven't listened to yet, but I'll get those back to you after I listen to them.
And does it have a date on it?
I can't remember the date. That it talks.
Back,
And this
10 years old.
This is brother is the chaplain.
I see.
And
okay.
He'll witness this. He'll, okay.
My deodorant is already not working because I know that these are secret meetings and
it was an executive.
I don't think that tape had anything to do with the meeting.
It was a meeting.
Was it an official Pioneer meeting?
Yes. When George was president.
When George was president.
Lounsbury.
when another Pioneer member was some sort of secretary who was not keeping written notes.
Oh, I know who that was. That was Jim Moody.
Yes.
Yeah, I.
But it was a Pioneer meeting.
That's why they recorded it. Okay.
So before I do that, I will.
I officially retract my permission.
Okay.
At this point, I didn't realize it was an actual official meeting.
I personally felt it was a meeting, and I'm happy to share it with one of you.
Why don't you approach George?
Okay.
You know?
Okay, I'll get together with George, play that portion, and then hand him the tape, because there was nothing else on there. Some of you can't even hear. But it was, I felt it was definitely a Pioneer meeting.
It may be that that has been transcribed, and that's why they threw the tape away, but, you know.
I don't think so.
Probably not, I don't know.
But anyway, I want to let you know, we may have some information about Clay Street records.
Yeah, I don't think he'll have a problem. I think he'll probably say, yeah, go for it.
Right.
But being it was an official meeting, I know I can't authorize that.
Yes, right, right. Okay, so I'll get together with George and take care of that.
Okay.
I'd like to go back to the memorial benches. Are we doing any soul searching?
No.
No, you can't do that. We're past that.
But we're not gonna talk.
That was taken off the agenda, because Julie's not here.
Because we don't have any information to talk about it with.
Next meeting.
What I meant is some soul searching to try to find some, so we could have it timely fashion, have it brought in here at memorial, the bleachers.
Jeff and Julie are on that. Jeff and Julie are on that.
Yeah, but we don't even have what we need to do these with at this point. It's not gonna happen for Memorial Day this year. It might happen next year.
We can make it happen, maybe.
No.
Well.
Why do you say that?
Because
what kind of bleachers you talking about?
No.
They're not bleachers.
They're not bleachers.
They're signs. They're posts. But the problem is, the basis for them.
For shrine, he says, you know what I thought? I thought you meant bleachers where people sit down on a board.
No.
Okay. They're just signs.
I apologize.
They're just signs. Okay, all right.
Well, when you read that.
No, it says benches, not bleachers.
It's a way, we're gonna end this. So, is there anything else under open agenda? I appreciate you guys coming. The next meeting date is May 1st. I will not be here because I am going to the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, wow.
So.
You have to take a picture of the hat that you wear and bring it to the next meeting.
Oh, I have my picture of my hat. Haven't you seen it? Didn't I show you before?
That's about almost as cool as the horses.
Yeah, well, what's really interesting is we're not horse people, but it's like, it's, you know, one of those.
Oh, my old boss, Bert Bell, him and Becky go all the time.
Oh, yeah, I gather that Gary and Diane Hutchison are going to be there, too.
You work for Gem Company?
Yes.
Gem Company while I was there.
My dad knew all the teams. Gary, Heffler, Harrison, Mitchell, Marla.
I do that, too, Frank.
Bert's good people.
What's that?
I worked there for over 3 years,
Bench, you're a I was thinking about the.
Can we have a motion to adjourn?
So,
all I know is that I will, you know, have info, but I won't be here for the May.
I make a motion that we bring this to a close and adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned at 2:15.
Perfect.
You probably know.